Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
22 strangers and finally one winning team. This is AfterBuzz TV's Amazing Race After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, welcome everybody.
This is
we
the
have
song.
A winner. And he is here in studio with us, and we had no idea.
No, you didn't.
Sneaky. You had to hide this secret for a very, very, very long time.
11 months. One day shy of 11 months to the dot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My goodness. Welcome, yes. Everybody. I am Natalie Tavidian. You can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian. And thank you so much, Scott, again, for being here. Brooke is going to call in a few minutes, but tell our viewers where they can find you.
Find me everywhere at Scott Flannery, spelled like canary. And you can also find me on Facebook, Tar29, Scott Flannery.
What's up, everyone? My name is Deshola. You can find me everywhere at Deshola_B. And hey, I'm manning the chats right now. I see all of you already in it. What's up, Ellis, Chelsea M, Adam Millwood, Priya, Shankar, all you guys. What's up, everyone? Let's get it started.
We're going to have Brooke on Skype because she just got back home to New York. But before we get started, Thursday's finale, we had a little viewing party, and Deshola and I were there watching it all, and we want to show you a couple minutes of that.
What's up, you guys? I am here with the second place winners of America.
I'm here with Team Sarah and Shamir. That's not your team name. SNS Sex Pride.
Redmond from Team Matt.
I'm here with Season 29's winner. Winner.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Oh my God, this is amazing. It's a dream come true. This is my number one dream I had in my life.
And I love that moment with the two of you guys running and looking at the finish line and saying, is it us? What was the moment to finally actually finish first? The one first place that actually matters. What was that moment like? You know when you're winning.
I remember we were in our taxi. We're on TV. I remember we were in our taxi and we both watched the show and like talked with our moms the next day or like after because our families are very big fans. And I remember going in the taxi to the finish line and just thinking, oh my God, my mom's going to see this. And he said the same thing. My mom is going to go crazy. And we were both like, it's been a pleasure. Like, we had our ups, we had our downs, but there was a mutual respect. And as we got there, it was just this moment of, I actually said, are Tara and Joey hiding? Like, I didn't think we had.
Hello. Amazing Race finale. That's where we are. Man.
All right, everyone. I'm here with Team Fun. Keep it going.
Keep going. Yeah. Amazing Race finale with Team Fun. Man, this has been such a great run. Season 29 has been one of the finest. Man, we were some of the nicest.
How did you two get paired up?
Fate.
I don't know. Fate. Yeah.
Talking about how you all like were so cool and chill and never really got into anything with anyone, and it worked out for you. How you guys feel? How'd you feel about your tactic?
So I feel like, you know, Team Switzerland made it all the way for a reason. If you don't piss anybody off, you can avoid all the U-turns and you can just make it through. So we ran our race and we got lucky.
Definitely. I mean, a positive spirit, a positive vibe is going to get you very far in life.
Heads, but it's expected to not know somebody and not know how they function. And, you know, you expect to understand a person and you don't. And in the beginning it was like, oh, it's all good. And then we didn't. Which is normal. And looking back on it, I don't regret it because anything that was said between us is like, it's normal. We didn't know each other. And now we do, and it's like, she knows who I am, I know who she is. And I have a greater appreciation for everything we went through together and for her patience with me because, you know, we all saw.
She,
She was. And even from then to now, it's like, I'm not that same person. No.
Now, what would you say is, like, the most fun thing that happened on the race? Things that we didn't see on TV.
The absolute most fun I had on The Amazing Race was in Norway. They actually show it on YouTube, but it doesn't show it on the real show, so I'm counting that. In Norway, Matt and I were driving back. We found out we were going to have to get on a train and leave Norway. We had only been in there for like 8 hours or so, and we did not want to leave. We kept telling each other, I just wish we can put the race on pause and go camping right by the water. And we show up to the bus station. It was closed. And they say, hey, we're going to put the race on pause really quick. And we drove over to our tents that were all set up for us. And we all got to have a bonfire, drink some alcohol together, have a wonderful barbecue. And it was just a great time.
Do you feel like when people see you as a strong team, you kind of have to keep it on the down low?
And I think that's what Logan and London did a really good job of, and Scott and Brooke.
You know, keep it on the DL.
They did, totally. Like Logan, like, he screams threat. Like, look at him. He's like 6'4".
You have a fun meter.
Yes.
And it's all the way up.
Yes. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Of course.
Do you feel like you made a good choice?
I made a great choice.
Okay, Team Fun. You guys were one of my favorites from the start. And I love this. I love all of this. You totally live up to your name. Your funometer. Funometer. Did I say it right? I got one too right here.
What are you gonna do with the money? What are you gonna do with the money?
What are you gonna do?
I am buying an apartment, and I sent my brother. My parents fronted me a little bit of money in the thoughts that I would pay them back when they found out about this. They didn't know that I paid them back from this, but so I was like, can I borrow some money? So I sent my brother on his honeymoon. I'm sending my parents on their 40th anniversary trip, and I'm buying an apartment.
And she's buying an apartment.
Oh.
We asked you what you're going to do with the money. And let's get Brooke back on Skype.
Okay, well, first of all, can I just say, as you can see, we were so excited, even us there, that we could barely even speak. We were like, wait, oh, and we were yelling. When I was watching
here.
The video, yeah. I said, it sounds like we're like on the sidelines of a basketball game or something.
It was
like,
very
how
loud
was it?
In there.
How What are you doing, Kamani?
I was like, what? Welcome back. Hi, Brooke. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, can you see me?
Yes. I want to say welcome home because you just got home. You were here partying with us not too long ago.
We partied hard.
I did like an hour and a half ago, and I'm unpacked and I'm ready for work.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being up late and tuning in and joining our after show right now. So we just showed that video and we ended with you telling everybody what you're going to do with the money. And I want to ask,
God, you want to ask me what
yes,
I'm doing
what
with
are you
it?
Doing with
yeah,
it?
I, you know, Brooke and I are very similar. I'm also sending my parents on a trip of a lifetime, which for them is going to the Pacific Northwest. They've never
Aww.
Visited before. That's what they wanted. I asked them hypothetically if they could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? And that's what they said. So, all expense paid trip for them for all the support they've given me. And then I'm also going to pay off my student loans and invest.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got to
awesome.
Start with
that. Practical and smart.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, congratulations to the two of you.
Thank you. I appreciate the color you're wearing today.
Oh,
you keep telling
again.
Team Fun you love them. You're voting for Lolo to win. But in the end, you wear the right color.
You know I kept wearing your colors.
I know.
Every
I know. Give
single
me her time.
Time. Well, I loved you guys. I really did love you guys.
I mean, this was a
start.
Long
And I'm not
season.
Just saying that because you won. I wore the colors without knowing that you would be the winners. This was a very exciting season. 11 teams of complete strangers. How do you think it turned out? Aside from winning the show itself, how do you feel like the show turned out with having all these strangers?
Right. I mean, I'm glad you're asking us because I think Brooke and I were two of the super fans this season, mm-hmm. and I'd love to hear her response too. But I think it turned out great. When we were running the race, we're like, oh my gosh, people are so willing to use the tools of the race, mm-hmm. the U-turns, the alliance building, that what have you, the social game to get ahead.
Yeah.
And I knew as a super fan that super fans would appreciate that new take on the game.
Yeah.
I'm learning that perception is reality, though. So there's a lot of fans who don't like The Amazing Race when it's strategic like that. They'd rather it be an escape hour, right? They're traveling from their armchair to a different country and they're seeing the different cultures. And so I think those people were put off by the strategic piece. So I think it was, good in one hand and bad in the other. for some.
But hey, the strategy worked out.
It was good, good as far as I'm concerned. You leave with $1 million, forget what everyone else has to say. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's great. I just want to say, you have to wait 11 months. How? How is that possible? Like, that's crazy that you have to wait 11 months to tell. So you've known 11 months.
Yeah.
What was 11 months from when you started filming?
No, the finish line was filmed July 2nd of last year, and the finale was June 1st of this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's
insane. Brooke, I love your positivity in this episode when you kept saying, let's win this. I loved it. So I feel like a part of you knew this was it. You guys were both very go, go, go in this episode. It was like, even when you were reading the clues, I've never heard you read so quickly in any of the other episodes. Like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, go. Keep moving. It was very, very go, go, go. What was going through your minds knowing that this is really it? Like, we're going to win.
So the positivity was bound to come out eventually, so I'm glad it came out now. It was funny because we were on our flight from South Korea to Chicago, and Scott and I would nap for, it was like 13 hours, so we would nap a little bit, and then we would study everything. Because we knew there would be a big memory task, we knew we wouldn't be allowed to use notes on it, we knew we'd have to rely on everything that we learned over the course of the race. So we would study, we would watch a movie, then we'd study. We'd eat the amazing food, Korean Air, incredible. Mm-hmm. And then we would study. And so Scott, I remember Scott asking, he said, can I read the first clue in the final episode? And he said, you know, and you can read the last one, that go, go, go clue. And I was like, well, we better get to that first, otherwise it's super anticlimactic. So I remember at one point we saw Tara and Joey as we were headed to the hot dog place. And that was the moment where I was like, oh my God, we're ahead of them. Mm-hmm. And if we are ahead of them now and there's not much of the day left, then we have a real shot of winning it. And it just infused new life into us because we had just run a lot. I mean, I'm glad they showed the map on TV because those landmarks are nowhere near each other. And so, you know, as the day went on, it made us more and more excited, and I'm glad that it came across as positivity and really wanting it, because we really did.
It really did, and several times you did say, let's do this, let's win this thing. So I loved hearing that. What were your strategies studying?
Well, Brooke and I were really thinking ahead to what has been tested before on The Amazing Race. So we studied everything from flags of all the countries we went to, the currency of the money, who the person was that checked us in that stood next to Phil, the language, the words that were used from the greeter to us when we arrived. I mean, it was everything. Wow. And
every roadblock, every detour, who did what.
We memorized, every player of every roadblock, yeah.
Yeah, we actually made a list of, we thought maybe several years ago, there was, as part of the finale, a task where you had to, one partner went into a room and answered a bunch of questions, and then the other partner had to go into the room and answer the same questions the way their partner would have to get the code to a safe. So we even went through every possible thing like they could have asked and determined who we were going to answer for things just in case it was a how well do you know your stranger partner at the end.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I remember that. It was even like, who would you pick if it wasn't me? And you were asking, like, who's your favorite team now that you know them? I mean, it was
just
everything. So when we ripped the clue, I mean, forgive us, everybody, but when we ripped the clue and saw that it was the position you finished each leg, we were like, oh, okay.
Come on.
So we were lucky.
This is easy. We got this.
Yeah. So it was good for us. It was good fortune.
I like the racing too. I was telling Brooke on Thursday, she looked so badass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the car, her
so
changing
cool.
the tire. Yeah.
I think that was like the coolest, in my opinion, because I love cars, that was the coolest part of the race altogether. Like the fact that you got to do NASCAR, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then like she got to do the what is it called? The lug nuts, I guess. You take them out and try to do it fast like they do it. It was so interesting. And then I'm sure it showed you how hard it really is to do them because they do it so fast, it looks like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was doing it, she was still doing it fast, but obviously wasn't as fast as what they do. It was amazing. I really liked that part of the show. How fast did you guys end up going?
I think the car went up to 160, 150, somewhere
you
around there.
You drove the... as fast as it went?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the straightaways, I went pedal to the metal.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the tire change had to be under 40 seconds.
Right, yeah. Brooke, I think, had a hard task because she had to pick the tire off of the axle. Uh-huh. And I think that was the challenge. And then, of course, making sure the gun that she used was going in the right direction. Right.
The biggest problem with the tire was it weighed about, they said it weighed about 60 to 65 pounds of tire, but it wasn't even that it was so heavy. It was, if you didn't pull it off exactly straight, then it would get stuck in the wheel well. So that's why it took me a couple of times to do it, because I would be like, all right, we're quitting this one. Start again. It's not coming off. So it was just a matter of, like he said, making sure the gun was in, not, you know, in reverse as opposed to screwing them in at the right time, and that you pulled the wheel directly off. And once we got the, you know, the rhythm down, it didn't take that long. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were killing it.
And
loved,
oh my God,
that.
The driving?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Well, it was a little scary. I love driving. I'm actually very comfortable. I mean, I drive in Los Angeles, so yeah. Who wouldn't be, right? But
at least it wasn't a heights challenge again.
Thank God it wasn't a heights challenge. No, I love how they have the shot of me climbing up the Wrigley Field scoreboard. And yeah. I'm sure someone was like, why isn't he scared about that? But it was
like,
because
I'm so close, that's why.
Yeah, tunnel vision, right? No, but the driving was a little nerve-wracking because the guide with you, he doesn't have pedals or a wheel. It's not like a driver's ed car where mm-hmm. if you hit the wall, like, he was going to stop you. So the only thing that made me nervous is you're going 150, 160 miles an hour, and you're going literally against the wall because of the way you have to, you know, do the lap and whatnot. Okay. So I like to call that out because it looks like we were going super slow on TV, but yeah. I think because there's no frame of reference, there's no car next to you,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
but we were going super, super fast. And I think Tara and Logan would attest
what
to the same thing.
What was the adrenaline like?
Oh my gosh. I looked at my face because we don't see the episodes till they come out, just like you. So I was looking at my face and how serious I looked in the car. And I'm like, whoa, that
super
is serious
focused.
Scott game face. That's like, don't die.
Oh, you both had serious game face in this
yeah.
episode.
we were so focused, but
so focused.
The adrenaline was super pumped up. And I think yeah. you saw it flood back in once we got to Victory Lane.
Yeah. I love Phil's... Brooke, were you going to say something? Were you going to jump in?
No, go ahead.
I love Phil's commentary in the beginning where he talks about the different teams and how you all came together. And he said, Scott conquering his fear of heights and Brooke overcoming yeah. everything.
Yes. I was like, wow, throwing the little shade there. I like it.
Brooke, what is this everything?
I mean, you know, it would have felt like a little bit of shade if it didn't end up the way. You know, I can lean into the joke. I get it. I said I can every 5 minutes, but I did, so it's fine. Yeah, I can take it. I laughed out loud. We all watched it together, and I was uh-huh. cracking up watching it. So, you know, it's I can take a little razzing. It's fine. He said I overcame everything, not gave up and walked away. So
yeah,
that's true. Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. Now that everyone's friends and families know about this, what are some of the things you're hearing from friends and family for winning? for like, I saw people hugging you at the party and mm-hmm. crying. And,
yeah.
and I did see a lot of emotion, and I saw both of you pointing at you, Brooke. I know you can't see me. Both of you hug and cry as soon as you saw that we were all watching the finish line part together at the yeah. at the party. So it's definitely an emotional thing for the two of you, but I'm sure yeah. for your families too.
It's very overwhelming because, you know, I have the fortune of having my best friends live in LA as well, so they got mm-hmm. to come to the party. And it's to share this wonderful experience of this intense dream coming true. And I know I sound like a broken record because I say it all the time, but just imagine whatever your number one goal yeah. is in your life and finally achieving it. And I mean, I don't know if someone thinks it's silly, but I wanted to win my favorite reality show.
Yeah.
That's
and
not
I
silly,
did it.
What you
That's
mean.
What I wanted. Thanks.
That's not silly at all.
Thanks. And so it's just overwhelming because I've also held the secret from the people I love the most. So for them to have this, like, this moment to see mm-hmm. it happen, and then my mom on the East Coast, mom and dad on the East Coast, who you all met, you know, they
yeah.
called right after the
oh,
East Coast feed. And they're crying because we didn't tell anybody, you
yeah.
know? I mean, contract, but also super fan. I don't want anyone to know. I want them
yeah.
to live the experience. But I think Brooke had the same reaction with some
yeah,
of her
Brooke,
friends.
Yeah, Brooke, when I interviewed you on Thursday, you said the same thing. It's just being the super fan, and you had actually applied to be on the show beforehand, so it's something that you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, I applied 4 times. And so when I finally got the chance to do it, you know, you jump at it, and you train as much as you can in the limited amount of time that you have before you actually go. And you hold on to this little secret nugget for a very long time, and I've had friends, you know, sort of try and get it out of me, and the moment that the finale aired, finished airing on the East Coast was fantastic because I FaceTimed my family. They were all at a party at my parents' house. And it was just such a nice, it was such a nice moment to revel in because, like I said, I've been a fan since the beginning. This is one of the things on my 30 things to do before I die list was be on The Amazing Race. And I made that list in college. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible to get to check it off. And it was the coolest thing on the list. So now I feel like I kind of need to add stuff to it.
Dream big, girl. Dream big. Right? That just gave me goosebumps, like to actually put something out there. Like, this is what I want to do and to achieve it and to win. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
So my question is, I'm all about the money. If you can't talk, keep talking about it.
Yeah,
so 11 months, do you not get any money for 11 months or do you get the money and you just can't say anything?
You no.
Look, I mean, that's a long ass time to know that you have $500,000 coming and to not have the money.
No, it's hard. No, part of your contract is no one gets paid or wins prizes until the last episode airs.
That is terrible. I mean, think about this.
Like, not only do you have to hide the secret, but you have to wait.
I mean, 11 months. So think about it. Think about all the times. Who knows? You know, life happens, and all the times where you're like, man, I wish I had that money for 11 months, and knowing that you have that much money coming, but you can't get it for a year.
Right.
That's insane. Was that hard? I mean, honestly, tell me, was that hard?
Yeah. There was someone on, I think there was a message board or a Twitter, and some fan wrote, oh, the poor winners, like whoever they end up being, they have to wait so much longer because the show was pushed from fall to spring and then spring to like mid-season.
That's right.
I remember sending you that little tweet and being like, talking about us.
I was like, they're talking about us. And like, because we knew we didn't get the money. And you don't get the money if it doesn't air. So for a minute, when everyone was like, it's in limbo. Wait. So Brooke and I were like, we hope it airs, even if it's CBS All Access. Wow. Like, we don't care.
Are you serious?
And that was the other reason. It was very, like, not only were we so excited about how it was going to end, but as soon as it ended, we knew, you know, we actually do get to get paid on it now. But these are very first world problems. Like, no, it's okay that we had to wait to split $1 million.
Right,
like, I'm not complaining about it.
No, but we're putting it in the context of your question. You're like, what do you do? You know, absolutely, if you know it's coming, you're going to think that way.
Right.
You just like think about, I'll be thinking about it all the time, like, man, I got to go to work today. I hate this job.
Oh, yeah, imagine, you know, the finish line was filmed July 2nd, and then we did the opening credits July 3rd. Of course, everyone had July 4th on work. But most of the cast went back to work on July 5th.
Was it depressing?
To go back to reality?
Yeah. Brooke, you went immediately back to work, right? And I had another week off.
Yeah, I went back the next day. I remember waking up in New York and being like, where's my clue? And I was like, this sucks. Like, go downtown to your office and just go, you know, work.
Right.
Like, that's not fun.
Yeah, you can't tell anybody either. And I know we all had cover stories, so everyone's asking about your cover story. And it's like, it's just good to be back. Hi.
Wow. Why don't you have pictures? My camera broke.
Yeah.
Like,
I went off the grid in Africa. That's what my story
was. Also, you can't tell people that you even went on the show.
No. Not until casters revealed.
This is stressful.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm not even on the show.
Day-Shella's sitting there getting stressed
out. I mean, I'm really sitting
there
thinking like, wow. Okay, and then, so, do you typically wait 11 months or is it because they pushed it back?
It's because they pushed it back.
So how long is it typically?
So we filmed in June, July, and it was supposed to come out September.
October. Okay.
September, somewhere around.
September, October. Whenever MacGyver premiered, that was what took its place.
Yeah. So I'm speaking like a fan. I don't know what CBS was thinking, but if MacGyver failed, we were supposed to go back. That's what I understand. To the Friday at 8 slot.
Were you hoping that it failed so you could?
Absolutely. I mean, whoever plays MacGyver, I hope he's great. I mean, good for him. He's got a hit show, but like, I wanted my money. So I was like, get it back on the schedule.
This is someone that was in it for the game. He was in it to win it.
Always.
I love when all your friends were here, cast members were here, and you were like, everyone's personality just showed when you said what you took from this. Here's what I took from this. I wanted to win and I played the game.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, why do people feel like it's a bad thing? You're going on the show to win. I'm not going on the show just to say I was on the show.
Right.
You want to win. You don't want to go just to be like, oh, I went on and I lost. Like, no, forget
that. I think the travel's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and I mean, you know, I think hopefully fans of the show also get to see we are friends outside of it and we have all hung out. And, you know, you can be sneaky and have friends afterward.
Yeah, because it was a game. And you guys were all hanging out here in L.A. and, having fun together.
Yeah, most of the cast got to be here.
Working out together.
Yeah, the rest of the cast, they wanted to come, but I understand there was a party in, was it Boston?
That was my next question.
Oh, was it?
The live chat, that's what they're asking. People are saying, why did Mom and Dad, Mike and Liz, and Olive have a separate party in Boston? Are you all not friends?
Oh, wow, no, Priya. I was reading the live chat. it's Joey lives in Boston, and Olive lives in Providence, and Tara lives on the East Coast in D.C., and Mike's in Pittsburgh. And so it's just, I think it was just a more of a convenience factor for some people to stay more local. But no, I'm going to see Mike this weekend, and it had nothing to do with the cast not being friends.
Yeah,
that's a great answer. Matthias wants to know, would you two, if you were able to race again, would you do All Stars?
No.
Is that even a question?
No, I'm done. I'm moving
you're
on.
Right.
Sorry, no offense.
Hashtag Scott on Survivor. Just kidding. No, of course.
Scott on Survivor, plug yourself.
No, of course we would run again. Brooke, we would run again, right?
I mean, hell yeah, why not?
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Priya is coming with a question. Priya has the juicy question. She's saying, ask Brooke, has her complaining affected the way her clients look at her?
Oh.
What's the most fond comment she got from her clients?
Mm. Well, I have two different kinds of clients. Some of them are lawyers and some of them are criminal defense clients. This is not how I act in a courtroom. Yes, I am very competent in a courtroom. So no, they don't know anything about it. It's not like I advertise to those clients that I'm on television. But I think they'd be proud because their attorney won. The lawyer clients, I've gotten a little bit of razzing, but I'm very good at my job, not to sound conceited. This is not how you are in the race. It's not how you are in real life. So most of the comments I've got were, well, I did not know that's how you would react. So, but good for you for persevering and kicking through. So it's been fun. And we've done a lot of laughing with the clients. So it's good.
And again, you guys are in stressful situations that people are not in every single day with cameras in their faces. So. Yeah.
I mean, if I have to make a ladle in court, then maybe I'll be, you know,
that's freaking out about it and talking about how painful ladle. It is. I was pleasantly surprised to have met Shamir, too.
Oh, yes.
He is so nice.
Yes.
After she interviewed him, she came back. She was like, oh, my gosh, Shamir is so nice. She's like, I didn't think he was going to be nice. Honestly, he's so nice. And I was like, okay. But it's funny because I don't know if he's ever seen the show or not, like our after show.
He has seen the after show, and he was upset that he has not been on it. So, Shamir, if you're watching, I apologize, but I did just air.
Yeah. See, I saw him, and I met him, and I was like, oh, hi, I'm Dave Sheldon. And he just, like, looked at me. He was like, oh, hi. And then kind of kept going. I was like, oh, I wonder if he knows who I am or if he just was saying hi like that. I was like,
No, he said, you remember, do the show. I used to go
in on him every episode.
Right.
I was like, not nice about it. I was like, Shamir. So, hey, Shamir, we're friends. Just so you know.
Brooke, I wanted to point out another comment in this episode that you said that I took it as a very positive, optimistic comment is you said, I don't want to let you down, talking about your partner, and you don't want to let yourself down. So I thought that was a really nice moment, too.
Yeah, there was a moment where we had to do, I mean, a good chunk of that task was running. And I know I've read some stuff online that people said it wasn't a very difficult finale, and I sort of see it. The running part is always very difficult for me. And so since we had so much running to do, I remember at one point Scott's like, get on my back. And I was like, I'm not getting on your back. Like, I can do it. But I remember running across the street and being like, I don't want to let you down. Like, it hit me because we were so close to the end. And, you know, we had talked in leg two and I felt horrible because I'm just not that fast. And I remember Scott being like, like, we don't run, like, we don't have a shot. And I was like, maybe he's right. And then, but Scott's been so reassuring and so awesome that, like, we got so close to the end. And I was like, I don't want to let him down. I don't want to let me down. I mean, I felt like I don't want to let his family, my family, like, it's just, you get so close and the emotion bubbles over. And, you know, that's fine. I own it. And I'm glad I didn't let him down. And I'm glad we persevered.
I mean, you have to give Brooke credit because, I mean, she says this. You're sitting right here. You're not a runner. I am a runner, but that's okay. When we looked at the total, we ran over 6.5 miles during the finale, we were told afterward. So, like, to take a non-runner and to make them run 6.5 miles, I think everyone who trains for a 5K can alone be like, oh, now it's in perspective. Like, those landmarks are far apart. And that's us running point to point with strategy of going from one direction to one direction. So Mom and Dad and Lolo ran more. Because they missed one of their landmarks.
Okay, so you strategically went in a specific order to keep it shorter?
Right, so like, I think there's the scene where you see me in the subway. It's the one time I think we almost fight in the finale, and I'm like, we're doing it in this order! And it's because we found out where the landmarks were, and I wanted to go, you know, strategically in one direction, like north to south or east to, I don't even know which direction they are. Sorry, I should know that. But in a linear fashion, so we didn't just go willy-nilly and waste time.
Yeah.
Because the clue also stated we had to take the subway or walk slash run.
And I think that that moment actually on the subway platform, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but on the subway platform, when we have that moment of, okay, don't yell, and he's like, but this, and I think that that moment actually shows how much that we grew as a team, because 6 legs ago, we probably would have had a spat for 3 to 5 minutes, but we listened to each other and said, okay, and we went. Mm-hmm. So I like that moment because it shows how we grew.
Yeah.
It definitely does. And you guys are about to travel together soon?
We're doing the victory lap. Yeah, we're going to go. We did not, I think someone just asked if we won anything leg 11. We did not win anything for winning leg 11.
Okay.
So, but we did come up with our own prize, and we're going to go to London, Amsterdam, and parts of Belgium as just a quick little trip.
When?
End of July.
Wow.
So if you see Team Brooke and Scott out there, we are not racing. We're just enjoying life.
I think we should run the whole time. I think we should race our way.
Yeah, get our fanny packs out and just go for it.
I think you guys should dress nice, sip some wine, make some friends, and take in...
just relax.
Take in the moment and relax. That's awesome.
Exactly.
So Stanley Coleman would like to know, was there any other coupling up or hints of... coupling up besides Logan and Sarah? I like these questions that they're giving. They're giving very
yes.
Who can you?
I'm dating Seth. That's a lie.
No, I was like, Seth?
No, he's gonna watch this and laugh. Everyone thinks we are because I'm moving to Seattle in a couple months. That's where he lives. That's where he lives. Yeah, no exclusive here. No, Seth and I are not dating. No, they're the only couple officially at this moment.
Well, they said, did you see any coupling, which means not official couples, but people who liked each other or whatever.
Oh, you mean romantic or non-romantic? I want to make sure I'm telling you the right answer.
I mean, romantic-ish.
Yeah, I knew that's what you meant. I cannot disclose.
Okay.
What happens in cast stays in cast.
Okay, Stanley, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Stanley.
But Tanvi Main wants to know, if you had to run with someone else other than your partners, who would you choose and why?
You want to go first, Brooke? Because you didn't get to pick.
From this cast or from any cast? Or
from this cast.
From this cast.
Let's say you were Seth. You were number one. Who were your top three?
What I sat next to Seth during like the pre-run logistics and whatnot, and I noticed the questions he asked, and I saw his notes, and he was left-handed, and so am I, so there was something about that. But I've spoken a lot with Floyd. I think I might have picked Floyd. And now getting to know him, he's very, I mean, I would have picked Scott.
No, that's okay. I'm not in the list.
I would have picked Floyd because he just was very bubbly. We ended up sort of next to each other a lot when we were learning about safety features and whatnot of the race. And he just had very positive energy. So if not Scott, Seth, or Floyd, probably.
You all had great energy. It was so lovely meeting almost all of you.
Aren't they great? Before, when I was at the start line, if I did not get Brooke, I don't think it's a shock. Redman was on my short list because I talked to him during the first challenge. And Jesse, the canine cop, was on my short list. And then Matt was a last minute addition because Matt, I read him as a 25-year-old skater from Denver. And I was basically right. He's a 25-year-old snowboarder from Denver. And I just couldn't tell his intelligence level. I love Matt. He knows this. So I was like, if he only brings physical to the table... I don't know if that's what I'm looking for in a partner. So he was kind of as like backup to me because we didn't know how we were going to pick. We thought we had to like, you know, there was a Big Brother season where you voted like who you wanted to be in an alliance with or something right before you even started the game. And I thought that's what they were going to do with us. They're like, write the three people you want to be partnered with. Mm-hmm. And then they would have like, if you matched, paired you up. So that's why I had a list of four in my head.
But I'm glad you two ended up together because you won. I know, right?
You would have team drama if you didn't have us together.
And on that lovely note, we're running out of time. Is there anything else you guys want to get out there to the fans before we wrap?
I mean, gosh.
It's been amazing.
Thank you.
No pun intended.
How about Brooke? Do you want to go first?
I mean, I just want to say thank you. You know, there are some people out there who are negative. And to those people, I would say move on. It is a TV show and... do something else. But there are so many people who have been so supportive. And to this point, I haven't had time to write you all back or tweet y'all back. I will, I promise. Because if you take the time to reach out and be kind, then you will hear back because you guys are awesome. So thank you so, so much to all the people who have been cheering for us and stopping me on the street and calling and tweeting and texting and all that social media stuff. You guys are fantastic, and it doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and I just,
and also, sorry, but also, obviously, thank you to Bert and Elise and the producers and Phil and everyone, the camera crews and the sound guys and everyone involved in the show, because they are all spectacular, and Jesse and Erica at casting, because you guys literally changed, I know you changed Scott's life too, you changed my life. Like, this has been the experience of a lifetime, and you can only assume that if you get to do it, you'll probably only get to do it once, and it is literally the coolest thing I've ever done. So just spread the love, and thank you so much.
Congratulations. Sorry. Again. No, yes. that was beautiful.
No, that was again. Great. Yeah, I'm just going to say all of that. Plus,
I second that.
Yes, I agree with all of that. Because they do. This changes your life whether you're out first or you win. I think you can ask anyone on cast, and we are so fortunate. But to the fans, you know, I know that us winning is either really exciting or really a letdown, but what I think is exciting is that you feel that passionate about whatever happened. That means this show is still relevant, it's still exciting, and if you want season 31, 32, 33, keep watching, because it's our eyeballs that keep it on the TV. Yeah. If you turn it off and you get disinterested, it's going to go away, and I don't think that's what we want. So, if you're mad, great, good, root for the next team, you know, that's coming out. If you're happy, thank you so much, you know, and no thanks to all the fans, because to be a super fan and to get the love on the other side, it's crazy. But you
thank
all.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, we love you.
Oh, my God.
I
was like the unofficial host this season. I loved it. Dan just got the boot, and I just came right in.
You literally came 4 times, right?
I came 4 times, yes.
Yeah, he's
hashtag
he's
congrats,
a new host.
Brooke and Scott. Hashtag
thank you.
That. You'll find
a ton
of videos.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for hanging out this week,
of course.
Thank you for being so supportive.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
We love you guys. Congratulations again. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this season. We hope to see you again next season. And again, I am Natalie Tavidian. You can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian, and our unofficial co-host here.
Scott Flannery, thanks so much for having me. The winner of Tar 29. Yay! Find me at Scott Flannery everywhere. It's spelled like canary. Brooke just got booted, but she's the real B Cam High everywhere.
And I am at DeSholo by Logan. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at DaySHola_B. I'll see you guys next season. Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.